They have done over 20,000 deliveries. They've worked about 13,000 hours and have traveled many thousands of miles.
You're listening to For the Love of Health, a podcast about delivering care and creating health, brought to you by Christiana Care. And now, here are your hosts.
Hello, everyone. I'm Megan McGurman.
And I'm Michael Chesney. Thanks for joining us for another episode of For the Love of Health, brought to you by Christiana Care.
From ChatGPT to self-driving Teslas, in some ways, it really feels like we're living in the future we were promised in movies and television.
I was hoping for flying cars and jetpacks, but all right.
Well, we can't have everything. But technology we do have is having a huge and growing effect across the healthcare industry.
And today we're going to talk about the impact of one category of tech, robots. For that conversation, we're joined by Kat Collard, Christiana Care's Chief Nursing Informatics Officer, and Susan Burkhoff, PhD, Program Director for Technology, Research, and Education at Christiana Care. Kat and Susan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for inviting us.
So let's start big picture. How are robots used in day-to-day life in healthcare?
Robots are used in many different ways in healthcare. Very typically and historically, they've been used in the operating room to help the surgeons with surgery. And of late, we've been using a robot to help deliver supplies and equipment to nursing units. We don't call them robots. We call them cobots because this has been changing the landscape a little bit with use of robotics. And they are more humanoid. Also, co-workers, we consider them co-workers.
So, Susan, tell us, how long have robots been involved in the healthcare space and been used across health systems?
As Kat mentioned, in surgery, they've been used since 1985.
Wow.
So they have been assistants to the surgeons. And then there's different types of robots out there. So one is a modular robot, and that helps with rehabilitation. So think of exoskeletons, where people who are paralyzed, they can get up and help them move. Also prosthetic limbs. And then we have service robots that can help with deliveries, cleaning of rooms, cleaning the floors. And then there's also social robots as well. So they can provide comfort to people and they can answer questions for them as well. So they're used across all of healthcare and in different capacities.
So how long have robots been service robots on that patient unit side of healthcare?
With just being delivery kind of robots, it's been since about 2014 that they started testing and started using them, but it has not really become more prevalent until more like 2018, 2019, 2020. And so Christiana really is on the cutting edge of using these kind of robots. For us, like looking at healthcare waste, and if you have to wait for something, I mean, someone busy taking care of a patient and now they need something and they have to wait for it. And now it's delayed. So it could be a medication. You're delayed administering that medication. Or if they have to run and go get something, it takes them off the floor. You know, having nurses or nursing staff off the floor takes them away from the patient, patient care, and then also skill misalignment as well. We want everyone working to the top of their training. So if there's work that they should not be doing and a robot can do, you can offload that. You know, let's offload that so then they can be working to the top of their training.
And you're both experts in this in your day-to-day work because we're using robots or cobots here at Christiana Care every day. Tell us about Moxie.
Well, Moxie has been developed for healthcare, and specifically for nursing. We know in the nursing research body of knowledge that nurses spend 33% of their time delivering or going and fetching, hunting and gathering supplies and equipment. So that's what Moxie is really designed to do. The hunting and gathering piece is probably the easiest, most straightforward thing for a robot to do. If you were to pick something that would be more complicated, it would be sending a robot into maybe a storeroom to take things off the shelf to bring to a person, to a nurse. That's a very complicated process because the robot would have to know all of those things. And I would say they probably would be in a bin and there would be a barcode on the bin. But what happens in real life is that those bins get mixed up. That somebody takes something and then decides later, oh, I didn't need that, I'll put it back. But they don't put it back in the right bin. So then the robot will go in and pick up something and take the wrong thing, but not even knowing. So I think that the hunting and gathering and the driving from point A to point B is the most straightforward thing that the robots can do. Because at the same time, we have to get them acclimated to hospital and get people acclimated to the fact that they're here. That's the biggest step. right? And that's the most simple step, but at the same time, having them work.
So hunting and gathering is low-hanging fruit. Can you tell us how big a basket of fruit we're talking about?
Oh, it's overflowing. We have 3 cobots, and they have done over 20,000 deliveries over 460 days. That's actually how long we've had them. They've worked about 13,000 hours and have traveled many thousands of miles throughout our hospital here in Newark.
The benefit of having cobot is we have had staffing issues since COVID. These cobots are not going to replace nurses by any stretch of the imagination, but they do work 22 hours a day. They require a 2-hour full charge, much like a Roomba.
What can the robots and cobots do now that they weren't doing in 2014, 2015?
So they actually used to be on a track. Think of a like a railroad track or a tram where it had to physically follow a track.
Wow.
And now it's digital mapping and they just follow the Wi-Fi now. And so a mapping can change depending on the needs or, again, we're in a hospital environment. It's very dynamic. Things are changing. We saw in our own journey here that one of the units, they were doing construction. They pushed out a wall. And so the robot had to navigate around that wall. If you had a physical track, what are you going to do?
It has electronic mapping. So it knows where the road is. You don't see it, but the robot sees it. That's how it gets around autonomously.
Things have needed to get around the hospital long before robots were here to help. How has that worked for the many, many years prior?
Before we had cobots here, it would either be humans that would move supplies, equipment around, or is our tube system that we have that goes all over the hospital. But certain things can't be tubed. You know, we have people who move equipment around, but also they have to move patients around.
When I've been out watching Moxie work, I've seen a number of caregivers from across the system use Moxie in really significant ways.
Yes, we have patient belongings that get sent to the front desk or vice versa up to a unit. In the previous years, the nurses would really a lot of times be taking something, taking labs down to the lab or going down to pharmacy to pick up medications. Sometimes it would be an aide or a clerk, but a lot of times it would be the nurse who would be off the unit doing that. So they're not having to do that. The other piece that we know in our body knowledge, and Susan can share a little bit more, is that patients have better outcomes when nurses have their eyes on them. So what we want to do is make sure that we keep the nurses as close to the bedside as we can. The robots will help with that.
Susan, tell us about that, the better outcomes that Kat mentioned.
Nurses or nursing caregivers, they don't have to leave the unit to go grab something that they can call Moxie, and then Moxie can come bring it to them, and they can stay in the unit and stay there delivering care or also providing self-care as well. To have a little bit of downtime in a very busy shift helps our caregivers.
Moxie's task is very simple. Take things from here to there.
Yes.
But making that happen is actually really complicated. Can you talk to us about some of the challenges?
Cobots in general, they need a human on each end. Moxie would be dispatched to inpatient pharmacy. And so it needs a human to then load up her drawers and then she goes to her destination. But then you also need one to unload her as well. But along those ways, we're in a hospital that was built in the 1980s. Smaller corridors. There's a lot of moving people. It's a very complex environment where there's a lot of traffic, a lot of people moving. And so the robot has to navigate all around that. And then also with the elevators, it needs help to get onto the elevators, know what floor to get off of. So it does need, at this point in time, some human help for these challenging pieces of travel.
We're working with IT with the company for the elevators to get the cobot to go on and off the elevators autonomously. And it's a lot more complicated. It involves other people and people who don't need to know or be involved in whether Moxie goes on or off an elevator. So Moxie's got to navigate that. You know, one of the things that we put together was the idea that we could actually have Moxie go out and get something from orders that a doctor puts in an electronic record. So we use a Cerner system. And when we started this, we had conversations with many of the vendors that we use so that we can communicate with these other systems to the robot to go do things. So it takes the nurse's work out of requesting the robot. The robot will automatically go and get something based on something that's been ordered for a patient. And there is nobody else in the country that's working on that.
What will that mean long term?
Through our research work, we are looking at what the impact of these cobots have on the nursing workforce and for nursing practice and nursing outcomes as well. So we're hoping that with this automation, you know, it reduces their cognitive load, that they don't have to worry about that. It's one less thing that they, you know, should be doing and that they need to do. This is so cutting edge that we're still figuring out the science and we're building. I mean, it takes time and we're going layer by layer and building and learning. But what we are driving towards is definitely learning at the impact of these cobots.
We're talking about right now the ability for robots to be predicting what humans need from them. That's sounds incredibly complicated.
It is. Yes. It is very complicated because sometimes humans don't know what humans want.
And with CAT's informatics team, I mean, they have strategically picked, you know, certain skills and tasks that the cobots can do. So we can at least start testing that. You know, is this working? Do we need to make tweaks? And then we can build on that and keep adding more skills.
With implementing anything, you want to start with the easiest thing, right? Thing that's doesn't have as many roadblocks and complications to start. And if you can be successful at that, you just keep building on top of that. One of my analysts has picked three fairly simple, straightforward tasks, and we're very close to doing that.
What is the evolution of robotics in healthcare 3, 5, 10 years from now?
I do not believe that this is the robot you're going to see in 10 years, probably not even 5 years. Because one of the exciting things about doing this is that we're learning so much. Even like most important thing is the feedback we're getting from the nurses, like what they really need this robot to do. And we're feeding that information back to the company. And there are other companies and robotics programmers around the country who are paying a lot of attention to this. I know that because we talked at several conferences where they were attending and really, really interested in this. So I don't think 5 or 10 years from now, you're going to see the same robot. You're going to have a little more sophistication on it. But a lot of it has to do with the work that we're doing here and the research that we're doing here to get the outcomes for the current robot and see where we can build on that. So to me, that's really, really important work that's being done. And I think you're going to see something very different, much more sophisticated.
And I think using robots is going to be shifting more into the home. Like, we want to keep people healthy at home and having robots there to support them, to keep them independent, healthy as they can be, and to assist them with their activities of daily living. So I think robots will be shifting that way as well.
So I would be really remiss if I didn't say this, because our VP of home health, we already have a robot in the home. So we're already moving that way. And that's a great thing about ChristianaCare, is that we're really innovative and really open-minded to think about those things and really get them moving forward.
So can we address maybe the digital elephant in the room? Are these robots coming for people's jobs?
No, they are not.
Is my doctor going to be a robot?
No.
They can't critically think. They do not have that human element, that human touch, you know, to offer comforting words. You need that human touch, that human caring. They will never replace that part of healthcare ever.
Yeah. The nurse's human-to-human interaction, you can't match that.
Right.
Kat and Susan, thank you both so much for your time, and we look forward to more Moxie in the future.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And if you'd like to see Moxie at work, we have links to videos in the show notes at christianacare.org/podcasts.
There you'll find our episode archive and links to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts so that you can subscribe and leave us a review.
Absolutely. And connect with us between episodes on ChristianaCare's social media channels.
Following us on social is another way to make sure you know when we release an episode, and we'll be back with a new one in 2 weeks.
Until then, thanks for joining us
for the love of health.